And welcome into our audio cast for this Friday, Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 2007, from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Brought to you today by IFR Magazine. And we're speaking today with Katrina Bradshaw, the executive director of Build a Plane in West Point, Virginia. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's good to talk to you. We got a press release that caught our interest. Apparently, Build a Plane, a nonprofit organization that helps teach science, technology, engineering, and math by having real airplanes for students to build, has opened a very unique website for aviation enthusiasts on eBay.
That's correct. We're so excited. We launched it on Black Friday last week, and we have had an overwhelming response to the auction. We put up everything from, there was a ride, a full day of aerobatic instruction. There was a ride in a Warbird. There were books and apparel and all sorts of fun items, and they're up and down. In fact, I loaded 15 new items last night. So every 7 to 10 days, I things keep being purchased, and so new ones go up, and it's been a lot of fun. We did an eBay auction to help us. We're in a short cash need, as most nonprofits are, and our operating funds are very low. So I had a wonderful brainchild one day and said, hey, let's try an eBay auction, just a little bit different way for people to give to us and receive something themselves. And we've been very gratified at the response. It will keep us afloat for another couple of months, which is always wonderful. And been fun reaching out to businesses who have offered us up items. Sporty's donated a handheld, and Spruce is coming online with a whole bunch of things next week, and EAA has donated several things, AOPA has donated several things, so lots of fun doing the auction and getting to know a whole different side of me online, actually.
Now, the ride on Crazy Horse is gone!
Yes.
I was going to bid on that!
Well, too late, but we'll still take your money, but no ride. But yeah, that was our most popular one, for sure.
All right, that's a good deal. So stuff is popping up on there all the time?
Yeah, and Scott Perdue's aerobatics course was the other really hot property, and EAA's VIP package for AirVenture was another one. So yes, I put up, again, lots of new things, some fun diecast memorabilia last night, and some more books. And
you know, all of this stuff would make excellent Christmas gifts.
You bet. And that's why that was one of our timing, and actually our toes in the water here to see if it's something we want to continue on an ongoing basis to help us with operating funds, because it takes a lot to do what we do. Not a lot of cash necessarily, although that helps, but we have a lot of resources that we pull fund. We're in the business of facilitating airplane donations, and let me explain that. That means that if somebody has an aircraft project or a wrecked airplane or an airplane they just don't use anymore, and they really don't want to sell it or get into selling or can't find anybody to buy it, they call us, and we have hundreds of schools in our database who are just waiting for a project that can put kids' hands on airplanes. I get new schools in just about every day who say, please find an airplane. And right now I've only got about 7 in my queue, and they're some of the harder ones to place in a little more remote areas. Over Thanksgiving weekend, I facilitated the donation of a glider out in Montana. I made a call on Wednesday. The school and donor were on the phone Wednesday night, and on Friday, the glider was loaded on the trailer and gone. So,
wow.
School. So we had a lot of excited students come Monday.
So when an owner makes a donation, that's tax deductible?
It is, and it's up to him and his accountant and, whoever has valued the aircraft for him, he determines the value of that aircraft. We do not get into valuating aircraft. But we do provide paperwork for both the donor and the school that validates both of them. We have it notarized so that the donor actually is who he says he is of the airplane, and the school has an authorized representative to accept that airplane. And then there's a bill of sale for $0. And so this facilitation that we provide, matching donors and schools and providing the paperwork so everybody's comfortable, there's no charge whatsoever for this service.
So then what happens? Do you go pick it up, or you have volunteers that are willing to do that for you?
Oh, no. The schools do that themselves.
Oh, okay.
Yep, the schools go and pick it up. Now, during the hurricane, and of course that hurricane that shall remain nameless down in Louisiana.
Yes.
That Hurricane Kay. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of aircraft. Avemco really kicked us off with about 15 airplanes that had severe saltwater damage and could never fly again, but they donated those to build a plane. And in that case, we worked with some salvage companies who actually donated their resources, time and equipment and money to move airplanes to the schools all over the country. But 99% of the time, the schools are moving the airplanes themselves, or the donors are helping the airplanes be moved as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of nice. But I really do try and get schools in the local area so the move isn't that arduous.
Right. So that's an investment on their part, obviously, to
get
the project going.
Yep, and really the investment isn't too large for the schools in most instances, or they secure help from their PTA or even their school district. And so, but what I do is really walk the school through the type of airplane they're getting and all that's involved in getting the airplane and keeping the commitment open going. I find that the school groups always have a champion, and usually it's an instructor who's an aviator himself or herself, or an EAA member, or a combination of the above. And they really do keep the momentum going once they've got the airplane. In fact, most of them say, okay, can we stay on the list for the next airplane, too? Now we've got one, and they keep calling back. Even the ones who've gotten airplanes want more.
Well, you're way too enthusiastic about this not to have an aviation background. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I do have an aviation background, and I started when I was in kindergarten, evidently. But I've been in aviation for about 25 years. I started out working with AOPA for 10 years, and then went out on my own as a marketing consultant for aviation organizations, and spent the past 3 years at EAA in Oshkosh, and had to move back east because my parents were ill. So I'm back on the marketing side, working still with EAA and Build a Plane and some other folks. So having a great time.
Well, on your website, the numbers are very impressive. Tell us about some of the more interesting projects that are going on right now.
Sure. One of our coolest is one that our founder, Lynn Freeman, facilitated a donation. He went had a call from the FAA and said, we want to start a project up in Alaska, and we want to really work on light sport aircraft, the repairman certificates.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a school group up here that we're interested in helping out in the one of the remotest part of Alaska, Hooper Bay, and a group of Eskimo students there. You can only get there by airplane or boat, and so they needed a project. They had a champion instructor working with Lynn, and Lynn went to Indus Aircraft, our good friends down in Texas,
right,
who donated a full kit. And we had a company pay for the flying of that kit all the way to Alaska, and planes, trains, automobiles were all involved in getting there. Aircraft Spruce donated at cost lots of materials to help this group get started. So that's an exciting LSA project going on up in Alaska. We have projects in Nigeria. The glider project over the weekend went to Idaho Falls in Idaho. And so lots of fun projects like that going on. I'm not saying any airplanes are completed and flying. That's probably our pipe dream. Actually, the teachers are real more interested in the excitement that the kids have and really stressing those engineering skills and math skills and all those good kind of things in the schools across the country.
Wow, that's all exciting.
Yeah.
Now, noticed on the website, it mentioned that you guys are now in a formal partnership with the FAA. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the formal partnership is, a lot of times the FAA calls and says, have you got any schools, any airplanes in this area? And they have magnet schools, FAA magnet schools, and those kind of things. But we work very closely with the FAA, not on helping place airplanes in specific school areas, but on curriculum development and keeping aviation education alive out in the field.
Well, that's all exciting, and I can just say that aviation needs build a plane. You guys are helping do your part to keep our industry and our favorite pastime alive.
We are, we are. And you can get more information on our website at buildaplane.org, and that's a good conduit to go to the eBay auction as well. There's a button that takes you right to it on online. But, we're excited, and, you know, it makes you feel good to see kids get excited about an airplane in their school.
Wow. I tell you what, our time just flew by.
But thanks for your support. We really appreciate it.
We're glad to be able to help get the word out and get some folks checking out your auction on eBay. And I guess we'll see you at AirVenture 2008, huh?
Oh, you betcha. We'll be there.
All right, Katrina, thanks so much.
Take care. Thank you.
Katrina Bradshaw with Build a Plane. Today's audio cast was brought to you by IFR Magazine. Be sure and check them out online at ifr-magazine.com. Comments on this audio cast, welcome. Audio news at avweb.com. Look for our next audio cast on Monday, December 10th. For the AvWeb Audio News Team, I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.